For WFIU Arts, I'm George Walker. IU alumni Michael Heitzman and Eileen Reed are in the throes of workshopping their new musical, Happily Ever Chloe. It's been selected as the fifth installment of Premier Musicals, developing new musical theater at IU. Michael, you graduated in 87. Eileen, you got your degree in 86. We've got some catching up to do. Michael, what's been going on?
Eileen and I have just been, we're writers. We've been in Aspen for the last month working on a show that we developed with actually two other writers. One was also an IU alum. His name's Everett Bradley. And Susan Drouse. It's called Vice is a Love Story. So we've been in Aspen for a month workshopping that show. It opened, I think, what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. 3 weeks ago.
And then we sort of left them and came right here to Indiana to start work on Happily Ever Chloe, which is amazing experience. And we're working with these amazing students. We're thrilled to be here.
Eileen, Michael actually graduated with a degree that had some drama and theater in it. Your degree was in business.
Well, it's funny because I think, like most kids going to school that have an interest in music or theater, parents are a little nervous about what you're going to do with that after. And so I had taken voice. Obviously had been interested in theater and the arts and writing. And so my voice teacher really wanted me to come to IU. And she knew that the business school was really good and that we could get the best of both worlds. So she kind of convinced my parents that I should go here because I can kind of still do what I wanted. And I think, you know, obviously much to my dad's chagrin, I'm still in the theater. So I managed to kind of stick it out and eke out a living. And I'm very happy that it worked out that way. And actually, the business school, interestingly enough, really informed me in my career in the arts because there's so much about self-promotion and marketing that you really need to do to continue to propel yourself as an artist. So I have a lot to thank them for giving me both of those worlds.
Now, I've dragged you two away from workshopping the musical Happily Ever Chloe.
Yes, we have, George.
We're going back to our office in a moment and write another song.
Yeah.
Now, who is Chloe and what about this Happily business?
Well, that's kind of funny. Chloe is a 24-year-old Asian girl, adopted, grew up in Indiana, being different, feeling different, not knowing her past and not feeling like she knows everything 100%. But this journey that she goes through throughout the musical in finding a little bit more out about herself. I don't want to give anything away, but I think that's where she ends up realizing that she had everything she needed kind of to be Happily Ever Chloe.
Yep. It's through the course of this journey in the musical that she comes to find that out. I think it's a nice story that kind of builds in a way that we follow this character, we fall in love with her, and as she sort of grows in her own knowledge about her past, she comes to a place of catharsis and happiness.
And clicks her heels.
She sort of does click her heels a little bit, metaphorically, if you will.
Happily Ever Chloe, in whatever stage of production it's reached by then, will be on stage at the Lee Norvell Theater and Drama Center Thursday, August 25th through Saturday, August 27th at 7:30. Sunday, there's a matinee at 2. Our guests have been Michael Heitzman and Eileen Reed, the creators. For WFIU Arts, I'm George Walker.